I'm here to talk about a secure and inclusive alternative for multi-factor authentication. It's called WebAuthn. But first, maybe a little bit more about me. I'm Storm Hek. My pronouns are he and him. I hail from the Netherlands. In my day job, I'm an independent contractor, and I build websites with Wagtail CMS and Django. And I do that since 2019. I love open source. I'm a member of the Wagtail CMS core team. Most people here organized from the room are as well. I'm also an admin for the Django Commons initiative, which is an initiative to help facilitate maintenance of packages that extend Django in some way. And I also create open source of my own, such as Django OTP WebAuthn. More about that later. So quickly, briefly, what am I going to talk about? Multi-factor authentication, why is it important? Security versus usability trade-offs. Going to introduce WebAuthn, and then how can you use it yourself? So first, let's take a step back. Passwords. We all know passwords, but they have some shortcomings. They're not enough. For one, they are hard to remember. That's why people choose welcome 123 exclamation mark as their passwords. They're preyed on by phishing attacks. So criminals, they try to convince your user to enter their password to your service on their phishing website. And then you have a problem. And one other thing with passwords is that they are commonly reused across websites. So a user uses the same password on multiple websites. If their password leaks, then certainly criminals can try to use this password on your service as well and see, hey, maybe I can log in here. Yes, password managers exist. They do solve a lot of problems. But not everyone uses them or knows how to use them. And with multi-factor authentication, we are trying to add another layer of security. So typically that's something you know, like a password, something you have, like a phone or a security key, or your access to your email account to receive emails there, or sometimes something you are, like biometrics. Now, has this ever happened to you? You are waiting for an email to arrive with a code to log in, and it's not arriving. Raise your hand. Has this happened to you? I see a lot of hands. You need an SMS code, but your phone has no reception. True story. Or even worse, you switched phone numbers and now you can't log in because you didn't update your number on some service you never use. Annoying, right? It's inconvenient to wait for something to arrive or to take out your phone to approve a login. But we all do this in the name of security, right? Okay, it's inconvenient, but we solved the security problem, right? Sort of. We made it a bit harder for an attacker, but phishing is still a thing. You can still enter an SMS code you receive or convince someone that receives an SMS code to enter it on your phishing website. It's just a little bit more difficult. Also, it's not very intuitive for everyone to use. Okay, so I'm trying to log in here, but now I have to do something with my phone, and what? This creates friction to your service for your users, and I don't think that's like very inclusive. Not everyone is like well aware of how this works and why multi-factor authentication is important. So isn't there a better way to do this?